Good morning. I once heard this story about a guy wanting success so bad he went to a guru. So the guru told him, meet me in the ocean at 5 o'clock in the morning. Guy said, all right. So he got up early, put his clothes on, put his suit on, put his tie on. He walked to the ocean. He see the guru about shoulders deep in the ocean. So he walked. The guru said, come on out here. So he get out there. He walking. And in his mind, he like, man, I ain't signed up for this. What he gonna teach me in the water? So he keep going. Water past his knees. Go a little further. Water get up to his chest. He like, man, this man tripping out here. Guru said, come on. So the guru steady backing up. He's backing up. The guy keeps walking. The water gets to his neck. And he gets to that point where, you know, you're not really flat-footed, but you're on your tippy toes. So he like, man, what's going on? He said, you want to be successful, right? He said, yeah. He said, you sure you want to be successful? You positive you want to be successful? The guy like, yeah, I wouldn't have came out here early in the morning, dust, you know, pre-dawn, if I didn't want to be successful. He said, well, here goes the secret. And the guru shoves him under the water. Get on there, he can't breathe, he fighting. Then the guru let him up, and he grasped for air. And he said, man, what's wrong with you? What you doing? He said, if you want to be successful, you got to want it as bad as you wanted to breathe just now. Yeah. If you want to be successful, you got to want it bad as he wanted to breathe at that moment. And I took that story and I put it in retrospect in my life. And now I'm going to give it to you all. One of the most important things in life is time. But yet we seem like we don't have enough of it. We get preoccupied by so much during the course of a day to where we feel like there isn't enough time. Well, in order to take yourself to the next level, you have to sacrifice those times where you don't do anything. You have to be willing to sacrifice that time when you're asleep. I'm saying that when the world is at its still, it's 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. It's peaceful. Instead of sleeping, you need to get up a little earlier. Yeah, fight that weakness. Fight the comfort of your bed. Fight the moment of saying, just a few more minutes. Stop trying to rationalize. Because you can't rationalize with success. There is no in-between. Either you're going to give it all you have, or you're going to keep seeing the same results. One of the main goals and the main differences between successful people and people who just aspire to be successful is that successful people maximize their 24 hours. You have to be willing to maximize your 24 hours. So if you're used to getting 6, 8, 10 hours of sleep, you need to start running off of 4. You say, man, I can't do nothing off 4 hours. Well, the thing is, those 2 hours, you can get a lot done. Because in those 2 hours at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, your phone won't be ringing. Everybody's not on social media. You're not getting those text messages. So now you can focus. You can put all your energy into what it is you need to be doing. So you have to find creative ways. You have to find ways to sacrifice your normal day, your normal activities. Success isn't for normal people. It's for extraordinary people. So get up before the sun. Be ready. Attack life. It's going to be hard at first, but then hard becomes normal. And once you get accustomed to that, early risings is guaranteed to make you have a better day. It's guaranteed to make you put more into your energy, more into your brand, more energy into everything that you do. Remember, I told you, it's hard to give every day all you have. But what you can do is put good energy into everything that you do. See, mindset is everything. When you tell yourself, I know it's going to be hard, but I know I'll overcome it. You tell yourself, I don't want it easy because I ain't going to appreciate it. Just think about it. Everything you've done in your life that has come easy to you, you don't really appreciate it. You don't really even value it. But those things you worked hard for, those things you sacrificed for, oh, they have sentimental value. No matter how small or how big, it means that much more to you. So don't be afraid to do that which you haven't been doing. Embrace it. Run to it. Yeah. Because that is going to make you better. Physically and mentally training yourself for hardships. Being optimistic. Looking at the cup halfway full rather than halfway empty. Everyone has an excuse. But you got to know that you want to succeed as bad as you want it to breathe. That means you'll do whatever it takes to get that breath of fresh air. That means nothing will stop you on your journey. Yes. Success is for everyone who's willing to get it. The difference is some of us are only willing to do what it takes, while the others, they'll only do it when it's easy. It's Friday, people. Blessings.